On Sunday, September the 15th, at 4:30 p.m. at the Cathedral of the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, the Amadeus Chamber Ensemble will present a one-hour program featuring music of Johann Sebastian Bach. And it is my pleasure to have in studio Diana Selesky, who will be sharing about this wonderful concert. Diana, thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me.
Tell us a little bit about the Amadeus Chamber Orchestra. How did this ensemble begin, and what have you done so far?
My siblings and I started the Amadeus Chamber Ensemble a few years ago as a continuation of some concerts that my father had been producing in Colorado. And we wanted to have a nonprofit set up so that we could do our concerts in Tennessee, in Colorado, and in Arkansas, where my brother is also a conductor. And that was the genesis of it. And we now have two concerts under our belt, under this banner. The first was here in Knoxville a year ago, and it was a very small event in a small venue, doing what we called mini masterpieces, which were little gems for one vocalist and perhaps one or two instrumentalists. We then took a giant leap forward and produced Bruckner's Te Deum last fall in Colorado with over 100 musicians on the stage. Now we come and we are part of the Cathedral Concert Series here in Knoxville, and we will do an all Bach concert.
As part of the Cathedral Concert Series, tell us a little bit about its mission and its vision. Full disclosure, the Scruffy City Orchestra, which I conduct, is also part of the concert series.
Well, when I first met Glenn Kaler, who is the music director at the Cathedral, I was just astounded by his enthusiasm and willingness to bring great music into our community. He wants these concerts to be free admission so that there's absolutely no barrier to anyone who wants to attend. He wants the community to know that this cathedral is theirs, whether they are of the Catholic faith or not. And anyone is welcome. They should not feel at all intimidated by their surroundings or perhaps their lack of knowledge of Catholic rituals. This is music, and it goes for all of us, and we are all welcome to come in. So he told me this will be his first time to bring in a chamber ensemble, as opposed to a larger group like your Scruffy City Orchestra or some of the other ensembles who have performed there. So we are a test case, if you will, and we hope it's a very successful one. I think the audience will enjoy the beautiful music, but also knowing that there is a time limit to it. They can still get out and go to dinner with their family and be home at a very reasonable time. I think it's going to be wonderful to hear that music in this particular space with such accomplished performers as we've put together.
Mm-hmm. Well, tell me a little bit about this concert, the music, as well as the performers involved.
Well, as you mentioned earlier, it will be all Bach, and we don't want that to scare anyone away who might think it's going to be a marathon. It will be a one-hour concert with three sets. The first set will be Bach's Orchestral Suite No. 2, which features our wonderful flutist, Hannah Hamel. The second set will be a vocal set with two arias and two duets. I will sing in that along with a beautiful soprano, Abigail Santos Villalobos, who has just taken on a teaching position at Belmont University in Nashville. And then the third and final set will be Brandenburg Concerto No. 5, which is a real tour de force for the three soloists. We will have Miroslav Hristov as our violinist, Qilang Hu as our harpsichordist, and Hannah Hamel as our flutist.
Mm-hmm. And these soloists are supported by an ensemble of various local performers, mainly UT students, correct?
That's right. Miro has graciously put together a wonderful ensemble of primarily graduate students who will perform as our backup, so to speak. We also have a wonderful cellist coming over from East Kentucky State by the name of Nathan Jasinski. And Nathan is just a terrific, beautiful player. We are also joined by David Kovacs from East Tennessee State University on our principal viola. And then Miro's wife, Natalie, will be joining us as cellist as well. And we have retired UT professor Rusty Holloway on double bass. So we're very honored to have him back in town and joining us.
Excellent. And who will be conducting this performance?
Well, thank you for the setup, Ace. That will be my beloved father, Howard Skinner, who will be making the trip here from Colorado, where he continues to reside. And I believe you have a little history with my father.
Yes. Well, my conducting teacher at the University of Denver, Dr. Catherine Saylor, took a year off for maternity leave, and Dr. Skinner came out of retirement to substitute for her for the year, and he was my professor, and it was just an amazing experience. In our lessons, he would lecture for an hour without notes, and it was just, I was just so impressed by the amount of knowledge and skill and conducting culture that he had absorbed, and it was just very impressive. He was my hero for that year, and I can't wait to see him again. Well, the details once again, the Amadeus Chamber Ensemble will be performing the music of Johann Sebastian Bach on Sunday, September 15th at 4:30 p.m. That is a one-hour concert. Admission is free, but I do believe tickets are required.
Yes, and tickets are available at the door, or you may also pick them up at the Paraclete bookstore on the campus of the cathedral.
Well, Diana, thank you so much for coming in. Thanks for reaching out and telling us about this wonderful concert.
It's been my pleasure, Ace. Thank you so much.